Shir Shavit, I'm really excited to be here to present. It's really wonderful to hear all the panel members. I just get really excited when I hear kind of the differences in different communities and all the work people are doing. And this, I'll talk about this a little bit more, but it really leads into some of the work we're trying to do from San Francisco, which is connecting communities around the country who are doing similar work. Because as we all know, this is really challenging work, and it's important to learn from our colleagues and share what we know. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time, though, talking about the Transitions Clinic, our model. We're based in San Francisco, and we also have a clinic in New Haven, Connecticut. And I really want to focus mostly on the role of the community health worker, which is sort of a unique piece of our clinic, and a little bit about future directions. So I'm just going to kind of tell the story a little bit of creating the model of the clinic. This is a picture of Ron Sanders, who's in the back there, who's one of our community health workers, with one of our patients. And, you know, I think the clinic was started in 2006. It was co-founded by Emily Wong and Clemens Hong, who are both here in the audience, who were residents at the time at San Francisco General Hospital, where they realized that they were taking care of patients on the inpatient service who were coming out of prison without medications, diabetics who were going into DKA, who were having to be admitted because they weren't getting appropriate connections. And they sort of really saw this need of people coming out of prison need to be connected to care immediately upon release. So the clinic was founded in 2006. I joined the team in 2007. And it was started with this idea of focus groups to better understand kind of what does the community need. And I think this is a really important piece of the clinic is trying to get a better sense of what works for these patients, because the system of care that we have just doesn't work. It's not working to bring these patients in. So how do we adapt this clinic or this program for the patients? So how do we make it patient-centered? So there was a series of focus groups that were started to kind of get a better sense from individuals about what their needs were. And it was interesting because initially someone very generously offered a space near the San Francisco County Jail, and the community said, you know what, actually we think clients might be more likely to come if it were in the community. Pick a community where there are a lot of people returning from the prison to that community. So we picked Southeast Health Center, which is in the southeast part of the city and has very high rates of people returning. So the clinic is a community-based intervention. We provide transitional care when people come out, and then ongoing primary care. And we have a special medical home for parolees with chronic diseases as well as their families. So as part of this process, we needed to define what were the special needs, what is care specially tailored to this population. And so through the focus groups, we came to the determination that parolee-specific care is tailored care for newly released prisoners with chronic conditions immediately upon release. So we really focus on the people who are just coming out of the prison system, and we really are targeting to see people within that first 2 weeks. And we picked 2 weeks because what we know, as Sarah mentioned, that people have very high rates of death in those first 2 weeks. So as part of parolee-specific care, we have community health workers who have a history of incarceration, who understand this community and are able to support them, who provide patient navigation and case management. We also have providers in the clinic who have experience working with patients who have a history of incarceration, so they're culturally competent. And then we also have many partnerships with existing programs in San Francisco and New Haven that can provide services for our patients. So one of the other things that came out of these focus groups that was really important was that we wanted to define what our values were. We wanted a model that's patient-centered, and as I mentioned, really kind of hearing from the community what their needs are, that's culturally competent, and that's based in the community and takes a harm reduction approach and has a very broad perspective on health and well-being and puts really the community health workers at the center of the model. So when the clinic was founded, it was founded in conjunction with the San Francisco Department of Public Health. I think one of the really key pieces is that we are programmed within this system. So we are integrated into a safety net clinic in San Francisco, which then allows us to be connected to all the services that are available through the public health system. So when thinking about kind of developing this model in a community, you know, we think that it actually makes a lot of sense to integrate this within a pre-existing clinic, as some of our partners has done, to then sort of utilize the resources that already exist, and then to help patients sort of reintegrate back into the community, because it's important for patients to feel that they're able to reintegrate back. Our patients have told us they feel very normal sitting in the waiting room with all the other families and children. Nobody treats them differently when they're in the waiting room, and we think that's an important part of this project. We also, to kind of help us keep thinking about the community, we have a community advisory board that's made up of individuals who have a history of incarceration, so that anytime a new policy change happens in San Francisco, right now we have some major shifts happening in California, we can go to our community advisory board and say, give us advice on how you think we should proceed. What do you think about this idea of a new policy or program we decide to implement at the clinic? So we do provide two types of care, transitional care and ongoing primary care. So the transitional care is obviously when people first get out. We provide them with refills if they need paperwork to get a job or maybe just need a PPD so they can get into a shelter. And then we will refer them to primary care. That's for patients who don't want to stay with us in the clinic. For some people, they don't want to stay in that community, or they have another primary, or they identify somewhere else they want to go for care. But for most of our patients, they actually stay with us for ongoing primary care, and we become their primary care provider. And you can see we do have a lot of services kind of in the safety net system that we can access. For instance, one thing that we've been doing lately, which is a new program, which is Suboxone treatment, which is working really well. We actually collaborate with the Department of Public Health. People get initiated there and continue on with us in New Haven. They actually do all of the treatment within the clinic. So are really able to sort of leverage other resources that already exist in the community for these patients. And then beyond just the initial health care, we do want to connect people to other social services that they need. And sort of the other speakers talked a little bit about the health needs of this population, but also a lot of social service needs. People are homeless when they come out. They don't have jobs. They need a lot of support. So our community health workers help patients with a lot of these social service needs. And it's not just providing a piece of paper to say, hey, go down to this office. It's saying, you know, I've called John at this office, you know, down at this housing place, for instance, he's expecting you at 2 o'clock. Oh, if you're nervous, I'll actually go down there with you. So our community health workers really kind of help our patients move through this process. So these are just some examples of linkages that they make. And that's a picture of Juanita Alvarado, who's also in the back. Juanita, if you want to raise your hand, she's one of our community health workers working with a patient there, making some resources or referrals for her. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this. We've seen over 700 patients. This is just our clinic in San Francisco. And we do also have the luxury of having a program in San Francisco that does provide health care coverage for indigent patients. When we see the patients, at our initial visit, you can see there's a picture of Emily Wong with Ron Sanders and a patient in the room. So it's an integrated visit. The community health workers come and meet with the patients. Are involved in the healthcare, so they understand what's going on with the patient, so they can provide support beyond just social service needs. And then we do a very extensive initial visit. I'm not going to spend too much time on that, but really trying to get a better sense of what's going on medically for the patient and what their social service needs are, so we can help guide the community health workers who then guide the patients for their needs. One piece of the program that we've developed was initially we were kind of outreaching to patients when they first come to the community, and then in 2008 we were able to connect directly with San Quentin State Prison, where we work in a discharge planning clinic where we actually see our patients before they parole. We're able to connect with them there, set up an appointment in the community, and then they know who they're going to follow when they come out. And it's been really instrumental for us as providers, especially because we can then have access to their medical records, which we do believe will lead to better outcomes for the patients in the long run. So this is a really key piece that's also helped our clinic tremendously. So when we talk about the role of the community health worker, it's really Ron and Juanita are kind of out there in the field working really closely with our patients. They meet our patients where they're at, literally. They go to their SROs, to their hotels, and see them at home. They go to jail or prison and visit the patients. They go every week to the mandatory parole meeting, meet people when they're first coming out. They see the patients when they're hospitalized. Wherever they may be, they're really there with them, connecting to the patients. And they just help guide them through this really complex system. You know, we get phone calls from our patients all the time. They're at the pharmacy, which is, can be extremely maddening for me as well as a physician. And, the patients just want to give up and get out of there. They can call Ron and Juanita, who say, hold on, I'll call the doc, we'll take care of it. Within 10 minutes, we have it resolved. The patient can get their medication and move on. And it really helps patients who maybe just don't understand the system, have never really been integrated into primary care, better resolve their healthcare needs. So some of the other roles are, we talked about referrals. support is critical. They're available by cell phone, and they're really there to provide emotional support. They understand what our patients have gone through, and they also educate patients about chronic disease and self-management for those chronic diseases. And this is just a couple quotes from our patients. I just mentioned this already, but you know, patients really feel comfortable. They're coming to a place they know is special for them, where nobody's going to judge them for the fact that they have gone to prison. And in California, as you know, we're under federal receivership, so patients have a history of not getting good care from the medical staff and have a lot of mistrust of the provider. So having a place especially for them that they know is designed for them with input from the community really makes a difference for our patients. So the kind of last piece I just want to touch on a little bit is both Ron and Juanita completed their CHW certificate at City College. And initially, when we started this program, we collaborated with City College and Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, which is an advocacy organization in San Francisco, to develop a special community health worker certificate, which is called the Post-Prison Community Health Worker Certificate, which is to say that people who have a history of incarceration can work as community health workers and leverage their experiences to help other prisoners returning, but also do need some special training to learn how to do this better. And so that's why we developed this curriculum and are now training community health workers in the city, many of whom have a history of incarceration, to give back to their population. So we also host interns at the clinic, and that's how Ron and Juanita were initially trained. And we also do train UCSF residents as well, because as you know, part of our model is having a culturally competent provider, so we feel that that's important as well. So lastly, I think the one thing I just want to focus on, as I mentioned, you know, this is really rewarding work, but it's also extremely challenging. And one of the things that I was saying is I love hearing the stories from my colleagues, meeting other people doing this work. And so what has happened with us is people come to us all the time and say, hey, we're next door in Oakland, or we're next door in Richmond, and we want some support because we want to do similar work, or what's worked for you and how have you done this? So we decided that we wanted to develop a network of clinics around the country. And this is the Transitions Clinic Network, and we were fortunate to get some funding from the Langlois Foundation to allow us to bridge clinics around the country who are doing similar work. So starting next year in 2012, we're going to be bringing clinics together from around the country. And so anybody in this audience who is working in this area or knows people who are or who are interested in this, we'd like to invite you to join us. And part of this network is that it's going to be a learning collaborative. The idea is to share our experiences, learn from each other. Every community is different. How do you adapt and your challenges in your community? What can we learn from each other? And then also we're going to take the community health worker curriculum that we designed at City College and adapt that to be an online training. We're going to provide training to community health workers or peers around the country who are doing similar work in their communities. So that's going to be another piece of it. And then lastly, we're going to have a piece of support around evaluation. And I'm going to leave that for now because that leads into Emily Wong, who's going to talk a little bit more about how we evaluated our clinic and then what that's going to look like with the Transitions Clinic Network.